This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, I got this time for when the kids will be in the cars, and I know many of you are sitting in a back seat. Mom and Dad are forcing you to listen to this broadcast. Something you'll remember fondly one day, by the way, when you hear talk radio. And I'm going to tell you what I emailed my kids this morning. This week was a momentous one in our house because the second one of my teenagers, God help me, got his learner's permit. We had the very predictable encounter with the curb where you do not drive. I've only had to grab the wheel twice, so he's doing better than his sister. He was very offended by that. I was going to hit it, Mom. Okay, whatever. Yeah, you got to work on your passenger side perception, son. But, you know, every kid does this. So far, we have graduated from the parking lot to the neighborhood. If you live in my neighborhood, duck. And I've got two with driver's licenses now, and I'm not going to lie, it scares the heck out of me. Especially as a parent when you wake up to what's going on this morning. I remember being 15. I remember being 16. I remember being 17. I thought I was going to live forever. This morning, I sent this WYFF4 article to all three of my kids. Fatal crash claims lives of three high school students in Spartanburg County. God help us. Multi-vehicle crash near the intersection of Fair Forest, Clevedale Road, and Old Blackstock Road, 4 p.m. Can happen to any of you. You think it's not coming for you? You're young. According to South Carolina Highway Patrol, a 2004 Dodge pickup truck and a 2010 Chevrolet Coupe were traveling west on Old Blackstock Road when they struck a semi-truck that was attempting to turn onto the roadway. All three occupants of the Dodge were killed. The driver of the Chevrolet was transported to the hospital with injuries. Sometimes, folks, we can't control this. But your best defense as a driver, I'm telling you this because you're probably like my kids. You'll tune your parents out, but you listen to another adult maybe. This is what I sent my kids this morning. The subject line was 3! You don't get to take the test twice. In our school system today, there's so much retaking of tests that people do badly on. Have you noticed this, parents? I'd be like, we didn't get to retake that. It creates this mentality in teenagers that you get a do-over. Let me tell you what. Law of the jungle, still in effect on our roads. You don't get to take the test twice. You don't get a do-over. It's pure law of the jungle. You don't look to your left when the drunk driver's hurtling towards you. We just saw this in Gray Court. You look once, but you don't look twice. He's going really fast. You're pulling out of your driveway. You die. You don't get a do-over. You don't get to retake the test. One wrong turn, you die. And it's good for adults to remember this too, but I particularly wanted to grab the scruff this morning of kids who are teens. It's so easy to do. You do not have the experience you think you do. I watched my son do this week. I gave him the keys in the cul-de-sac. He pulled up to the stop sign. He did what he was supposed to. He checked right, checked left. Well, left is where people are turning into the neighborhood. He checked left once, went to turn. I went, car just come flying around the corner. He missed it. First mistake. We hadn't even driven 250 feet. So he'll learn. We all had to. I did too. I made a lot of mistakes. It's pure law of the jungle out there. And I want you to remind you of something I tell you about all the time. I could prove this to you with math. You are driving in South Carolina in one of the deadliest places to drive in the entire westernized world. First hint I got of that was when I moved here from Charlotte. Then I had done a lot of stories on how people died in Charlotte. Where was the most dangerous place on the road? I had a whole map on the wall. I had tacks in it with every single fatal accident. Turns out, by the way, the most deadly place is within a quarter of a mile of an exit going onto the highway. Half the accidents that were deadly in Charlotte happened there. Just so you know. I was fascinated by that. The other half were intersections, mostly. And then people running off the road. Anyway, here's the thing. This is a deadly place. And one of the first things I noticed, Mecklenburg County, where I came from in Charlotte 11 years ago, had the almost exact same number of driving fatalities as Greenville County did. And that was weird because Mecklenburg was twice the size of Greenville. In other words, our fatality rate was twice that of where I came from. And I went, jeez. Then I started noticing things like, wow, we're always in the top five per capita for fatal accidents. The state is. Greenville usually leads the state. The upstate does. You are driving in one of the most deadly places in the Western world. That is where we are. You have to treat it like you're driving in a third world regime. People are crazy here. They are. They're nuts. They're drunk. They're driving. The judge has already let him out twice, like the poor young man who just died in Gray Court. He's on his third DUI. This time he killed a teenager. Look left once and then look again before you turn. God go with you. You don't have to be in a hurry going through that intersection. It's okay. Be late getting to the gym. Big deal. Take your time. Don't run that light. Take the time to look right, look left, and then do it again. And as my husband taught me, one of the best driving rules ever, he and I now occasionally get honked at for the people behind us. We wait a beat. It'll save you. I'm telling you, it'll save your life every time. Wait a beat at the intersection like you never did anywhere else here. Yeah, it turns green. The doing is the beat. Why? Because that's the guy running the red light. He's going to broadside you, but he won't now. That has saved my life two times in the upstate. Once when my husband was driving, the guy would have slammed into me and crashed. It was, by the way, a semi truck. It was like one of those big delivery trucks. I was turning my husband, go, hey, it's green. And then I saw why he hesitated. I thought he didn't notice. Nope. Truck came barreling through. Would have killed us both, me and Crash. We were both sitting on the passenger side. So new thing, especially, you know, teen, your new driver, it turns green. What do? Hit the gap. No, you fail. Turns green, but boom is your beat. And then you go. You got to take that beat and look both ways. By the way, if you're pulling out, especially making a left-hand turn across two lanes of traffic, boom, check twice. Not once, twice. It's not good enough in the upstate to check once. They're nuts. You got to try to survive. I am so sorry to the parents. Boy. Every parent's reading this morning with their heart in their stomach. Coroner Clevenger reported both 15-year-old Daniel Diaz and 16-year-old Aben Sisk, Dorman High School, died at the scene of the crash. Dear God. Third victim identified as 17-year-old Itzel Garcia Trejo later died from her injuries at Spartanburg Regional Medical Center, 15, 16, and 17.